irreversible divine blessings. Irreversible divine blessings. Only the blessings that comes from God are irreversible. This is because divine blessings are usually attached to the condition, like we see in today's Bible. Today's Bible reading will be taken from our book tagged Genesis 22:17. When you meet this condition, the Lord will then show you Himself. Let us read what that condition entails. That in blessing, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thee. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the sea, upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of thy enemies. What is this condition? Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to our program tag Moment with the Gospel. Our topic is so important in our life: irreversible divine blessing. We will discover what that the condition for irreversible divine blessing is. When you meet this condition, God will surely give you that irreversible blessing. God can reverse your blessing if you default in the terms of the condition. For example, God reversed His promise to Eli because he and his sons failed to live within the terms of the covenant that made them priests. 1 Samuel 2:30. If God decides to bless you and you become unfaithful, He can change a blessing to a curse. He is a jealous God. He says in Exodus 25:6, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of thy father upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation, to them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Wow. Hallelujah. God's faithfulness to the promise He made to Abraham is seen in Genesis 26 and 35 respectively. He reconfirmed that His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is an everlasting one. God is not unstoppable. Hence, whatsoever He says is what He will do. What He says, He will do. However, before you can enjoy this irreversible blessing, listen to the condition. There are certain conditions towards your Maker. Listen. Then you must also be committed to holiness, worshiping, and sacrificial giving. Holiness, worshiping, and sacrificial giving. All these attributes are found in Jesus Christ, and all would rub off on anyone who accepts Him as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we give you all the glory,
I've realized,
all the honor.
A lot of times I fail.